Hey, good evening, and welcome to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Tonight, we've got a jam-packed show. This includes a tribute to the anime Yu Yu Hakusho, some phenomenal music that I look forward to sharing with you. Plus later, great orchestral music from a Zelda game that was never released here in America. Right now, from the video game Sonic Frontiers, here's 1OK Rock with Vandalize.
Coming tried to tell you, please take care of yourself. Then with tear-stained eyes, I sadly said goodbye as I waved and wished you farewell. Then I think of how much longer I must wait. I look inside myself and feel something new. I want to stop and grow up a bit. It's all because I'm feeling sad and then I cry. I don't know why. The courage that I need, the power to succeed, gives me the strength to fly. It's all because of when I see my friends or mine. Every time, they're always behind me, pushing me home.
As part of our tribute to Yu Yu Hakusho, that was the English version of the opening song, Smile Bomb. The song was performed by Sarah White. As our tribute to Yu Yu Hakusho continues, here's the English language version of the first ending theme, titled Homework Never Ends. This song was also performed by Sarah White. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange.
Yeah.
Head on over to jpopexchange.net to view a playlist of all the great music you're hearing. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. And you were just listening to Unbalanced Kiss, the English language version, which served as the third ending to Yu Yu Hakusho. Head on over to jpopexchange.net to learn more about the singer. Later on tonight's J-Pop Exchange, I look forward to sharing with you a couple of the original Japanese versions of some of the songs that you have been hearing recently. Both the English versions and the original Japanese versions, I think, are both very good. But there are some differences outside of the obvious language difference. So, something that I definitely look forward to sharing with you. By the way, the original author of the Yu Yu Hakusho manga is married to the original author of the Sailor Moon manga. Pretty cool. If you found that interesting, there's a couple things I look forward to sharing with you about the composer of the Yu Yu Hakusho anime that I think you also might find interesting. So please stay tuned. And right now, here's the English language version of the fourth ending song, titled The Sun Will Shine Again. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. As part of our tribute to the Yu Yu Hakusho anime, right here on the J-Pop Exchange, you were just listening to some great background music from that anime, courtesy of Yusuke Honma. The piece you just listened to was titled Yusuke's Theme. And just to be clear, the main character in Yu Yu Hakusho is named Yusuke, but that is a total coincidence that the composer is also named Yusuke. So in other words, Yusuke's theme refer to the character in Yu Yu Hakusho, not the composer. It's just kind of an interesting coincidence. The composer has a really cool background, and I look forward to sharing with you a little bit about that background in just a few minutes. But first, here's some background on the Yu Yu Hakusho anime. Here's some basic spoiler-free info on the story. The main character, Yusuke, was killed in a car accident while trying to save a young boy's life. Now he's become a ghost. He was greeted by the sprightly Botan, who identified herself as the Grim Reaper. In life, Yusuke was a hopeless delinquent and told Botan he was glad to be dead. But after going to his wake and seeing the despair of his loved ones, Yusuke agreed to undergo an ordeal that would restore his life and possibly save the world. And trust me, that is just the beginning. It really does have something for everyone. Whether you like action, even if you're not into action and prefer more serious drama, I think you'll like it too. It offers so much, and arguably, one of my favorite things about it, and I'm going to make this spoiler free, is that the series doesn't overstay its welcome. There's some series out there that have hundreds and hundreds of episodes, and you feel like over time you're barely getting anywhere. Another thing worth noting is that the English dub is excellent. I do prefer the original Japanese version, and I tend to watch anime that way, just because that was the original language it was recorded in. It's nothing against the voice actors or anything like that. You know, I do appreciate both versions of a show. I do have to say, and others have said it, but it is so true. The English dub in this anime is amazing. It's probably one of the best dubs out there. It really is. And I don't say something like that lightly. I mean, if you've been listening to this show, I'm reserved when it comes to saying things like that. But trust me, it is a really, really good dub. And of course, the original Japanese version is also excellent, just to be clear. Right now, here's more great music from Yu Yu Hakusho, composed by Yusuke Honma. Here's A Time to Reflect. And that will be followed by Kurabara's theme. Thank you. Just listening to Kurama's theme, as heard in the anime Yu Yu Hakusho, composed by Yusuke Honma. Yusuke Honma is an excellent composer in my opinion, and if you didn't know, he also served as the composer for the anime Great Teacher Onizuka. Not only is Yusuke Honma a really talented, accomplished composer, but he's also an accomplished soccer player. Pretty cool, I thought. It's not every day you might hear something like that. I hope you've been enjoying our tribute to Yu Yu Hakusho as part of tonight's J-Pop Exchange. A little later on tonight's show, we'll have a couple more songs from the Yu Yu Hakusho anime, and we also have a lot of other things that I'm excited to share with you as well. The J-Pop Exchange will be right back.